trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Look at E of the P. Look at EP right there. He's just chilling out. He's just maxing and relaxing.
I wish he'd get out of my way when we're driving to the station. That's all.
What do you mean? You had a little issue with him today?
Well, he's always in my way.
What do you mean he's in his? You're in the way?
He's always eating like a sandwich or something and driving. I mean, you know.
You mean like in separate cars? You can see him?
I can see him. He's always like, we should carpool. You know why? We're driving like back to back. And we're coming from the same way. So
same area.
Kind of, we talked about it last night.
That's kind of weird. How many times have you seen him on your drive? Like all the time?
Every day. Well, because we're leaving, you're trying to get it at the same time, yeah. So you're on the road.
Well, how about that? What did you write in piece about the Grand Cherokee all over the road?
He says I'm swerving.
Swerving? Is he swerving, Mervin?
I'm not swerving.
Well, be careful. You know, it's Earth Day today.
Hey, Gary, can you put the Tigers on, please?
How did you... do your Earth Day today. What'd you do for Earth Day? Did you plant any trees or anything?
You know what? I figured I'd go to the grocery store. I bought $300 worth of food, and I used plastic bags the whole time.
Is that right?
Is that not Earth good
Did
for Earth
really
Day?
Did you really buy $300 worth of food?
No. Mark, I've never bought $300, even
never
when I was
a
married.
Big grocery
never.
Day, ever?
Never.
Why?
Because they only give me $200 in food stamps.
I think that is what you get, right? $200? Is that what it is? Bridge card?
I'm just kidding.
$200? Single people? EP? funny?
What you trying to say, Mark? You
I'm not saying anything.
EP? He's like asking EP.
It's not funny. You know, still trying to get the unemployment extension going?
Of course. Who, you?
No, Harry Reid. Nah, me. I'm lobbying Congress to get the unemployment extension. Harry Reid and Dean Heller, the two Nevada senators. Where it's still really bad.
Marcos, how much is the food stamps? It's not even called food stamps. It's bridge card.
Or EUC or EU something.
Right.
Something like that. It says we accept that. It's got the little letters in the
Please,
deal.
Please, I've seen all kinds of people. When
Terrible.
You need Mark, when you need help, you need help.
Who are you telling?
It crosses all lines when you need help.
Yeah, EP writes, I wish I got the bridge card. Probably wants the bridge card.
He's got two jobs. Card. You can't get a bridge card.
He said, why are we doing this? Come on. Oh, yeah, kids, that's a different deal. That's a whole other thing. Earth Day, so that's nothing for Earth Day. Earth Day just passed you and you did nothing. Why don't you plant? You know, you got a lawn. Do you ever do it? Do you ever put like a garden in or anything?
No, I have a guy do my flower beds. You know what I mean? In front of the house. You know
that.
Yeah, I got a guy. I got a guy. Cuts the lawn every week.
You got like some areas though where you could grow like tomatoes.
I'm not doing that, Mark.
I
don't like tomatoes. They're too slimy.
Find whatever veggie you like. You get them fresh off the vine or from the ground. You'll feel very proud of yourself if you grow your own stuff, and it's so easy to do. You just put the seeds in, water it occasionally, and just enjoy. You know, just eat abundanza when it's all grown up and you're ready to go. But no, instead you got to go to McDonald's and have a salad. And throw your tomatoes
Not
away.
Today. I didn't even have
How
a
How about
salad.
That day when I said, Buster, do you eat tomatoes?
I know. It threw them all off. He didn't know what you were talking
Gary
about.
Gary thinks that is one of the all-timers. Give me a thumbs up for that, Gary. He loved that, man. You know, Buster's talking about something. He's going on, doing his thing. He's all prepared. I go, hey, you eat tomatoes? Because I like tomatoes. Well, it is Earth Day. So welcome to it for this Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014. Let's just start because we got people heading into Joe Louis Arena, Rob. I don't know if you know this, but there's big. It's big doings downtown.
And you know
you
what?
Baseball and hockey downtown tonight.
You better be sitting down and don't go get a hot dog because this could be over real quick.
Oh, boy.
It might be 3-0 before you finish your first hot dog.
Big doings downtown. And don't forget, we web stream. You can watch us. This is big doings, too. You got Wings, you got Tigers, you got us at ParkerTheMan.com and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. My name's Mark. Welcome to the program. The guy across from me is a guy who was so moved by this Earth Day, as we were just talking about, he's going to live his life a little bit more green. So today he covered all his bedroom walls in Kermit the Frog posters. It's a little creepy, but if he'll do it, it's worth it. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson.
Along with the man, Kurt, meet the frog.
It's a little, you see, I got my ski cap back
Hi,
out.
Kermit, and that's a Kermit color. You've got a Kermit the frog color.
A little chilly on this Tuesday night, and you're right, big Tuesday night in the big city with hockey and baseball all downtown, playoff hockey at that. Of course, we
playoff
have.
Playoff baseball.
EP, Gary. And who else we got? Nick and Ryan as our video streaming minion.
Streaming minstrels.
Exactly. All on the other side of the glass, Mark. We got a lot to do. Also, today, if you get a chance, really, it's not often I send you a column that I've written. Not often. But I did today. Because I think
Is it often or often? You often. Say often all the time.
It's not often?
Well, I say often.
Often.
Often or often.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Let's you got a tomato?
Let's call the whole thing off.
All right, go back to your column. Didn't want to interrupt you in the column. Shadow League, right?
Right, but if you can go to the shadowleague.com, Mark, guys, and read this column that I wrote about the NBA upping the age limit.
Ugh.
And you know what? I got some good feedback from it. And you know what, Mark? Starting tomorrow, as a part of our show, we'll have a Shadow League writer every Wednesday talking about some of the stuff. Yes, you did. We talked about it.
Oh.
You just forgot.
Oh.
Because our picture and
oh, that's right. No, you did.
I did tell you that.
I don't know about when he was going to be on, but we're going to be part of the Shadow League.
Yes, we will now be on the Shadow League website so that you can now connect from there straight to ParkerAndTheMan.com and watch the show and see the show, Mark.
What do we talk about, Rob? Multi-level platform.
Exactly.
Right?
And the MLPs. Best thing about this website is a national website, so it could bring in a lot of people. People used to either watch me on ESPN or the national stuff, so that's good for us.
No, you did tell me about the Shadow League thing.
And we're going to have J.R. Gamble, who's a writer, so tomorrow.
Oh, no.
H.R.
H.R. Puffin Stuff?
Yes.
J.R. Gamble?
Yes.
I know him.
Yeah, Jamoke.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what he goes by, J.R. Gamble. He'll be on tomorrow.
He's on my Facebook.
He'll be on tomorrow, Mark.
Because that's a Wednesday.
That's right. So it'll be a Shadow League Wednesday, and we'll talk with them tomorrow. So, but yes, the Red Wings are Mark.
The Red Wings?
The Red Wings. This is a big game today.
For the
Red Wings? You know why?
Why? Why is it a big game?
Not just because
it's the
first home game, but because of the way they were dominated in game two when Boston, Mark, put their will, what do they say? When you force your will on somebody, dominate somebody, and push somebody around, you know what I mean? I think if they were to come in and do that and win another game tonight, I'm talking about 4-0, 5-1, or 4-1, or something like that, people will say, oh, the Wings aren't good enough. They can't score. They can't, you know what I mean? Like, if they get one goal or no goals tonight, people will say, that first game was just a fluke.
Well, I love the word fluke because the guy who scored the goal in the second game was Luke Glendening. So it's a fluke Glendening. And the goal, of course, in the first game was Pavel Datsyuk. Ooh, Rob, Pavel Datsyuk. We could have Pavel Datsyuk and fluke Glendening, just like we had Matt Kuchok. That had nothing to do with fluke. So both names actually work well with fluke. Look, you people are heading down. It's 7:09 right now. You're making your way under the roof for wherever you're parking tonight. 7:30 start. You're afraid to see Chara because he's so huge. He's just a man amongst boys. And to see that body on skates, goes about 7'1", 7'2", wet when he's on skates. And he's very good at what he does. He's not just a novelty. We were talking about novelty big men over the years in the NHL. He is not a novel. This guy's something.
It should be like the WWE or something.
He's... If you can get a guy like that, every team should have a guy. Now, it's not even about an enforcer. Not like we had Stu Grimson and Bobby Probert over the years and Joey Koser. This guy's a different breed of cat, man.
Grim the Reaper, right? What was his nickname?
Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper,
Stu
right?
Grimson was the Grim Reaper. And then, you know, the late, great Bobby Probert and Joey, who's still around, probably listening to the show.
Joey Kosher.
Mm-hmm. This guy, though, as we all know, and we haven't seen him much until this year because we didn't see the East. We never saw him, well, except obviously at playoff time, and the Bruins had won a couple years back with Timmy Thomas, Michigan's very own. And you got this guy, though, that's really kind of, I think everybody's looking for one. You know, where can I get me a Chara? I need one of them. I mean, the old, you know, you got Nick Lidstrom was a great defenseman, but he was about, what, 6 feet shorter than this dude. I after watching him do that little dance routine with Brendan Smith, I said, wow, you know, talk about your level of intimidation the minute a guy just steps skate on the ice, puts that first skate down and just motors himself out there. That's about as good as it gets with that dude. So Boston's got a lot going for him, as we know. Claude Julien thinks they're a better road team than a home team. He likes to put that in their minds that they play better when they're away from TD Garden because they can intimidate on the road like they can intimidate at home. And Claude Julien, you know, he doesn't want to make this a long series, Rob. He thinks that this should be nothing. He thinks, look, he's got the President's Trophy. He believes that this team should do no more than maybe what you or I said, 5 or 6 max. Ain't no 7-game series.
There's
here.
No way they believe it should be 7. And you know what, Mark? Anybody can win a 7-game series. You that's a crapshoot. You know that. It's not a guarantee. And if you're the Bruins, okay, you gave up one at home. It's 1-1, Mark. You started all over, and you know what you do? Oh, wow. That's a blast off of JV.
Is that gone?
It's gone. It's straight away center field.
Justin Verlander's already given up a home run.
But who is that to get a poke like that?
Is that Simeon?
No, that's your...
That's Jose Abreu.
Who got the big hit last night, right?
Yeah, that's Jose Abreu. Yep, there he is. Number 79.
Mark, look at this poke.
That's his sixth, I believe, of the season. Sixth homer of the season.
You see this?
You know, it's supposed to be Chris Sale tonight. They put Sale on the disabled list.
But look at this poke. This is not...
Rob, I see it. Straightaway center. Right there.
Wow.
Over Rajai Davis's head.
Who's playing center tonight instead of Austin Jackson.
Brad Ausmus is doing a lot of different things to try to see what's going on there. I think he's just getting his sea legs. Look, the team is still over 500. Boy, what a combo here. Got the Wings, now we got the Tigers.
I hate hearing that. Right. I hate hearing that. Like you ignore everything because they're over 500. If you're looking at this team honestly and realistically, dude, they got some major issues. And unless,
yeah, but you got to admit something.
And unless they start scoring some runs,
I understand that,
Mark.
Rob. And what did we say last night? We didn't even mention this. Half their 16 games, 3 runs or less.
But I heard another stat, and I don't know when you did it. I know we gave you the EP.
That's what EP said.
I'm not against that, but someone I heard said that if, Mark, you go to 2 runs or less in this half, that we gave,
oh, might be.
We gave the number at 3, EP.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Can you look at, did you do it as 2 or less? So
I'll,
it is.
I'll tell
Mark,
you this.
He did it. It's half the game.
Tigers are 26th in runs scored with 63. That whole average for the season so far is under 4 per game. That's the average for the season.
Right.
That's all 16 games. Because that's 16, take your 63, that's not quite 4 a game.
Right, right.
That would be 64 runs. So it's just a tick underneath that. I just think it's, you know, interesting that we were hoping for this Verlander Sale thing tonight. He goes in the deal, and Charlie Leisman is now the guy who's going to pitch tonight. And he's been awful. So if the Tigers can't get to Leisman tonight, like if Leisman, if we do one of these deals where the Tigers start making pitchers look like they're Cy Young winners who have no business looking that way, you got some issues more than you think. Now, let me just say this, though, what I was going to interrupt you on. It would be a different deal, Rob, and you can admit this, if the Tigers were where the Diamondbacks are right now. If they had gotten off to a 4-14, you can really say that there's something amiss.
No, I'm not trying to freak out. You're right. The Diamondbacks are horrible. Gibby will be lucky to survive May or June if they continue to lose at this. You've already said it, Mark. They've lost so many home games.
They were 2-11.
Owner's not going to accept that. It's one thing to lose, but if you can't play at least 500 at home, then you can't sell any tickets. So that's a scary thing. The Tigers, I guess, I don't see where the firepower is coming from, and I guess that's why I'm concerned. Because as we go longer, other than Cabrera, where is it? If I look at the end of the lineup and I see Rajai Davis and I see Nick, and I see
Alex Avila.
Alex Avila. Where, Mark, really? Where's it coming from?
Do you not think that J.D. Martinez was a desperate move this early in the season?
Of course it is. They said, let's put this guy. He's hitting home runs. We need to do something. He's a right-handed hitter, right? He's not even a left-handed guy that you need, but it doesn't matter. He has pop. They realize they need home runs. They do.
Do your thing. It's time.
All right, it's time for the official sports night with Parker and the Man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
And why are we doing this, Rob Parker?
Because we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of when Hank Aaron passed Babe Ruth with his 715th home run.
This is one of those years for anniversaries. Don't forget tonight, we'll give you the what happened this day in Tiger history 30 years ago when the Tigers were running the World Series, brought to you by Comerica Bank. Very interesting ball game that happened on this April 22, 1984. We'll have that for you. And you know what else today is? You have any clue?
It's a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday.
You know who's very happy about a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday?
Art Regner.
Well, him too, but our guy Nick, who's on, you know, he just,
right.
I'm telling you, if we had extra cash, he'd be our PR guy. He just would, he's got a gig, he plays the thing, you know,
he
he's
loves
in the
to listen
band,
to sports, he loves
Wilson.
The show, he's a very big supporter, we appreciate
he
you, Nick.
Just, he is something else,
but
man.
You know what, Mark, I'm going to tell
you. He actually
you,
had a countdown. I'm sitting here cleaning, just 6.5 hours away
is
from
that
Parker
right?
and the Man.
It
was like. I mean,
but,
God
but
bless
can I
you.
Tell you this?
What?
It's unbelievable how many people stop me. You know me, I'm a big supermarket, fast food restaurant guy.
As opposed to others who do what?
No, but I'm just saying, and people have
stopped. Kill for their dinner?
People have stopped me. And a lot of people said, hey, you're back on. Well, I've been listening. The show sounds great. I mean, a lot of nice comments. Like, I don't have to say, whoa, what are you doing now? By the way, we got a radio show. People just come up to me and they know it. They already know it, and that's a good thing when I hear that.
What do you got here, EP? EP's got he's got this face on him right now. He should put you put a camera on him. Caller says that's a left-hander. What does that mean?
Is he talking about J.D. Martinez?
On the mound. That's a left-hander on the mound?
What is he talking about? On the
Charlie Leisman?
Yeah, he's left-handed.
Is he talking about the White Sox pitcher? All right, this came to a thud. I don't know. I'm just reading what he's writing up there.
All right,
look, so we're doing some trashing. If you want to do it on Twitter, you go to @ParkerTheMan and use the hashtag TTTT. TTTT. That's four T's. That's a lot of T's. And Rob drinks a lot of T's. So it's TTTT for a little trash talking Twitter Tuesday. We'll do that later on tonight. I got a great I'm going to give you a tease about my trashing tonight. I am trashing forward the Detroit Pistons. I'm going to trash them forward.
Why? Because they changed stations?
No. Not that.
I'm just kidding.
Nothing to do with the station change.
You see, we came over here and look, people are changing stations. All kinds of
stuff
is
turn off your station.
All kinds of stuff is
I'm Mike
happening.
Tyson. Turn off your station. I don't have to talk with you.
Well, you're a real class act, Mike.
I wish I could say
that. That's
words.
What he said. F off.
I know he didn't, but he used it. I want to say the actual words, but I can't. I talk to you the way I want to talk to you. Okay, that's a great one, man.
That's
who
what
is
he,
it?
Channel
9 New York.
Yeah, but the guy who's on Channel 5.
Oh man, Russ Salzberg.
Russ Salzberg. I was going to say Carl Churkin, but he was the weekend.
If you
guy,
ever man. Get a chance to see the classic Mike Tyson,
you
got to
go on YouTube and look at it.
It was a live interview, and Tyson, this is when Tyson was at the height of being a real complete you-know-what.
And he's being interviewed by Russ Salzberg. It's like Channel 9 News in New York.
You know, he has made it his point to apologize to him.
Who?
Tyson did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Tyson sought him out years later to apologize. He's done that a lot over the
You're
years.
You're right about this guy. He didn't got anything.
No, Leisman? Yeah. Terrible. Terrible. This is what they bring up because they can't match Chris Sale.
If you can't beat the guy who's replacing Chris Sale, because That's the guy you got to get. All right, they need to score some runs tonight, big time.
All right.
And the Wings need to score more than one goal. How about that,
and
Mark?
And there's no Alfie tonight. If you're heading in.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Alfie?
What's it all about?
Alfie. Alfie.
No Daniel Alfredson. You got your Joakim Anderson. Joakim Anderson.
He just won the Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA.
Oh, that would be Noah of the NBA. And your buddy Pop just won the Coach of the Year in the NBA. Greg Popovich. Just give it to him every
year. You know
what?
He got what you call.
Did you see his thing, though?
Jason Kidd got robbed.
Did you see his thing to Craig Sager?
No. Did he act like a fool? What did he do?
No. It was terrific.
What did he do? I didn't see it. You got to tell me.
His tribute to Sager?
Oh, where he wore another jacket? I don't know what he did. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see it.
Craig Sager?
I know who Craig Sager is. You said Pop's tribute to Craig Sager?
He's got leukemia.
No, I didn't know that, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Sager's got leukemia. So Sager's son did the interviews this weekend.
And
everybody from Randy Whitman. I mean, the tributes to Sager are tear-jerking.
Well, he's been
Popovich. I'm telling you, and he wrote him a personal note, gave it to Craig Sager Jr.
to
give his father.
That's a nice touch. How old is his son? I missed that.
His son is, he's got a ponytail, kind of a cool dude. He does some television work down in Florida, I guess.
Okay.
So they brought him in just to do the stuff for, the basketball. But, this is bad. Sager's in bad.
Bad shape?
Yeah.
Oh,
just came on pretty quick.
How did I miss that?
I'm sorry. I thought you knew.
You know what? You know me and Craig Sager, Mark.
I know you know.
That's why I just...
You brought up Sager with the Henry Aaron thing because he's actually on the field 40 years ago for the Aaron Homer.
He was there, interviewed Hank Aaron that night. And the other thing is, when we were doing, there it is, it's 2-1. I mean, 1-up now. Back-to-back
doubles.
This
guy's brutal.
Yeah, back-to-back doubles.
This Charlie Leesman might not make it out of the first.
Good job, the Tigers will score some runs. They already got one.
And there's your boy, Miguel Cabrera.
Is that Cabrera with the double?
That was Miggy with
the
double.
Very nice.
The Miggy Mash, Jeff Tuttle.
That's 8 RBIs for Miggy. All right. So Mark, I was going to say, do you remember when we were doing the First Take, the weekend show? Remember we were just getting started. I was going to do this, the weekend show, First Take.
First Take or Cold Pizza?
First Take. We were going to do a dress-off between me and Craig Sager where we would bring every commercial break, we would change jackets and ties and stuff. He was all game. He was so fun all about it. Never happened, but he was all in. So he's a great guy.
Our thoughts and prayers with the Sager family. I hope that he gets back, and that was what Popovich said. He said, stop this nonsense and get back on the floor already, will you please? One of those deals. Sad story, though, so far, but hopefully it'll be a great result. All right, so coming up, a little trash-talking. More on the Wings. No Alfie tonight, but Anderson is in, and they got to get to Tuukka Rask somehow because two goals ain't making it from Fluke Glendening and Pavel Dot Fluke. I cracked myself up. 248-848-1130 is the number. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. Detroit's 1130. WDFL the Fan. And yes, we're just getting started, Earth Day.
What do you say?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Hey, Rob Parker, do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, you need to contact United Credit. That simple.
That's right, Mark, and United Credit is a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands and thousands of additional interest and fees and even higher auto insurance rates, Mark.
And with over 10 years' experience, that's a whole decade, they've got an A-plus rating, doesn't get better than that, with the Better Business Bureau, and have achieved great results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
Hey, Mark, United Credit restore your score.
I tell you, you've heard of restore the roar? Restore the score.
That's right. And get your credit and get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone. You can call now. Call, leave a message. Somebody might pick up. Leave your information. Call 877-274-7654. You hear me, Mark? You don't have to wait till the morning. Mm-hmm. Call right now.
That's very important. 877-274-7654. It's United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United credited. Uh-oh.
You know, Homer? So $4.99 is in the books now for Albert Pujols tonight?
He had a three-run jack in D.C., so he can do it tonight.
Dude, he is really He's back, baby.
He was hurt, Mark. I don't know why people.
Look at me. I didn't
know.
No, but
people were trashing him. Oh, he took that big contract. He sucks now. He was hurt.
And he's not that old.
He's not.
Albert Pujols is back. We got a baseball game going.
How many home runs he got already? We're in the third week of the season.
Eight. Seven or eight.
Seven or eight home runs. He's off and running.
So he's two away from 500.
No, no, no. One.
Oh, 499.
Isn't it?
He had how many here? Two?
Two, I thought. Wait a minute.
Yeah, so we had 497 and 498 here. Yes, so it's 499.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought he had a chance to do it Sunday by hitting two in Detroit. You know, on Sunday he could have gotten it.
Wings and Boston Bruins about to go at Joe Louis tonight in three. Game four, of course, is Thursday. That'll be a half an hour later. That'll be about 8 o'clock. Wings are 0-6 on the PP, on the power play. Got to get that thing going. And so far, just the two measly goals on Tuukka Rask. Dot Fluke in game one. I can't get past it.
Dot Fluke. Very nice.
Dot Fluke in game one. And Fluke Glendening in game two.
I like that, Mark. That's very clever.
Well,
you should be on the radio.
I love the Fluke Glendening because that one was a legitimate Fluke goal. Now, Dot Fluke was a great goal.
No, that's a great goal to win a game. Goal. Are you kidding? On the road, too?
Doesn't get better than what Pavel did with that one.
Hey, Mark, 248-848-1130 is the telephone number. If you want to chime in before they drop the puck, they're about to drop the puck.
And the White Sox and Tigers are tied at one in the second game of the series. Just a couple other hockey things. The Blackhawks shut out the Blues 2-0 last night. Ryan Miller had 23 saves for St. Louis. This is Ryan's time to shine, the former Sparty. This is Michigan State's very own Ryan Miller out of Buffalo and a time to shine. That's why I picked the Blues to win the Stanley Cup. And they still lead the series 2-1. And Dallas, you know what? Remember how Dallas was always, it just seemed like perennial. Every year, the Dallas Stars, it just was about it. You know, they won a cup. Ken Hitchcock was the coach then. They shut out Anaheim 3-0. The Ducks still lead that series 2-1. Kerry Lehtinen, who seems like he's played forever for the Stars, that's his first playoff win. It's his first playoff win. The guy's been around like 9 years. He had 37 saves of the game, and that's the Stars' first home playoff game since losing to Detroit in 2008 in Game 6. So all of a sudden, it seemed like, where the hell did the Stars go? But it's about time that the Stars are back and doing their thing. So at least a little excitement in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and there'll be a lot of it down at Joe Louis tonight. And the Wings don't want to just make it two games and out because Mike Ilitch needs the dough. He's building a hockey rig.
That's right. Oh, are you kidding? He's salivating, hoping and praying that they can extend it.
We've said this. I mean, this is where he makes his money.
They don't have to pay salaries during the playoffs.
This is where it's pure profit in the postseason.
Playoffs. That's right.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Oh, it's good to have Jim Moore back, isn't it? Good to have Jim Moore.
Love that guy.
All right, so we'll keep you tapped. You don't have to go anywhere else. I don't even think it's on anything.
What's going on? Hawks are beating up on the Pacers again. If the Pacers lose at home again, I'll be stunned.
But we said this. Indiana's been terrible the last month.
They really have, Mark.
Something happened.
Something's amiss, right? Is that the right word?
Something got switched off in Indiana. They were going along just fine, and then boom, hit a wall.
You see what the Clippers did? They came out and just,
what was that about?
40-point playoff. How do you do that?
Well, I have a question about that
playoff.
Before we go to the thing and then the thing. Hold on, let me ask you the question. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask you the question next.
Is that a tease?
I don't get it.
This is about the Clippers.
It's about the Clippers-Warriors game, the 138-98 40-point win.
I've never seen 40-point win in the playoffs. You just don't see.
Well, especially after Golden State won game one.
For them to come out, were they satisfied with their bellies full?
That might be like the biggest blowout. I have to look this up. Biggest blowout after a team won the first game. That's got to be the biggest blowout in the game, too.
Has to be.
40 points in the NBA? In a postseason game, early first round?
The only game, Mark, I think that would have been different, I think, is if it was the Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals.
You know, playoff game. Let me tell you something. You know, I know the Globetrotters had like that 4-million-year win streak. I've been to those games, and if you look at the scoreboard, they like add 10 points.
Right.
All of a sudden, it'll be like 26-25 Globetrotters.
And then all of a sudden.
They score it. Now it's 46-25 Globetrotters.
They never lose, right. They're like Perry Mason.
I never forget that. I looked up and said, they just added 10
Mark,
points.
Mark, they're throwing around a bucket of confetti. What are you looking at the scoreboard for?
I want a fair game with the Generals. I had a buddy who played for the Generals, Steve Schmidt.
Is that right?
Played for the Generals. Played at Lansing Community College. Got a gig playing for the Generals.
You know how much good use I've gotten up out of the Generals and columns over the years? You could always throw that in there.
But I thought their name should be stupider. Their name is too good. The Washington Generals is too good a name.
But everybody knows that name.
It's like the Washington Foofs or something.
Foofs. Radio Foofs?
Radio Foof. Your medium riffraff.
Hey, got one right there.
All right, we got a sports wrap coming up next. And then I got to ask this question because I must be an idiot because I don't understand something about that game last night. That's next. Mark an idiot. Next on Sports Night with Parker.
That's every night.
On a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. Back on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.